Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, somebody has a lot of tickets to the happiest place on earth in their possession. Investigators say the Wells Fargo trailer was stolen early Wednesday morning from the parking lot of the California Future Farmers of America Center. Now, in it were 8,000 Disneyland tickets.
Oh, my gosh.
Among other items.
Weren't some of those going to, like, a youth group or something?
Well, the California FFA said the trailer was loaded with materials intended for the 90th annual state FFA leadership conference in Southern California. Disneyland said the stolen tickets have been digitally concealed and they will be replaced for the FFA Association. But the California Highway Patrol warned the public to be aware of purchasing Disneyland tickets from third-party sellers.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they may not be usable. So that's probably what they're going to do with them.
And I screwed up. I just, on the way here, I purchased 8,000 Disneyland tickets out of a van.
Wow. Well, people, they're going to try to sell these to people.
Yeah, of course they will, yeah.
And they're going to
scam them. What are they going for now, general admission to Disney?
It's like somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 bucks or 80 bucks a day, is it?
I think it's more than that.
I don't think it is. I just looked at the details the other day, but you can get multiple day packages.
Yeah, but Disneyland might be different than Disney World.
Disneyland.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? You're right.
Got it.
All right, so the teenager who allegedly sold her virginity for over $2 million has claimed that it was all a lie.
It was a lie?
Alexandra
Kepler, I want my money back.
19 years old, auctioned herself off to the highest bidder on notorious website Cinderella Escorts in November of 2016. The website has dozens of so-called virgins for auctions and boasts about having Hollywood actors and as clients.
You're a liar.
Alexandra gave the site global notoriety after she sat down with UK morning show Holly and Phil. And at the time, the then 18-year-old told the host that she was inspired by the 1993 film Indecent Proposal and needed the money to stop her parents being evicted from their home, and bidding started at $1 million. And 4 months later, in March 2017, Cinderella Escorts announced that the Romanian teenager had sold her virginity for $2.3 million. Alexandra has come forward claiming it was all a publicity stunt for the website that allegedly tricks young women into sex work by making them believe that they can make thousands. In an interview, Alexandra...
So it was all innocent.
...said it never happened. The 19-year-old said she was approached by Cinderella Escorts on social media about a marketing proposal that would accelerate her modeling career and turn her into a celebrity. She's beautiful, by the way. And she said that she was told by her family back in Romania. They said that her family would never find out. But after her appearance on that television show, it attracted a global audience and she lost her family and friends. She said the alleged stunt ruined her life. The owner of Cinderella Escorts has denied it was a publicity stunt.
You're no daughter of mine.
Her Instagram page, in a post from May 2017, it appears to suggest she was married. A little over a month after Cinderella Escorts announced that she had sold her virginity, she's finally come to terms with what happened. She said, I'm not hurting anymore. I have a husband. I have a really great life.
It all turned out great. What a slimy thing. Cinderella Escorts.
Yep. So it was a scam. Police in Georgia shared security camera footage of a GameStop store burglar who tried to conceal his face with an unusual disguise. Clear plastic wrapper.
We've seen this before. Do you have pictures? I would love to see it.
You'd have to search them. Right. I don't have them handy, but it's stupid. The police department posted a video to Facebook
it's
showing...
It's like tape-based, right?
...showing security camera footage from the Thursday night burglary. The video shows the male suspect wearing the plastic wrapper from a package of bottled water over his head. completely failing to hide his face with the clear plastic.
Yeah, so we're looking. There's a full hole. So like a bag that you would carry, like
a case of
water. Yeah, Dasani. Yeah. Right. So there's a big hole in the side. You can see his face completely clearly.
He covered his hair. That's it.
That's it. He hid his hair and ears, Kathy.
Whoa, good job.
Police are asking members of the public to help identify this craftily disguised gent.
Is there any lower form of life, Preston, than someone who would rob a video game store?
Come on, man. A Marin County man on trial for rape said Thursday that he could not have committed the crime because he's, quote, a good-looking guy, and the alleged victim is 300 pounds.
Yeah, that's it.
Azelle Lewis.
Make a good point. Case dismissed.
Chose to represent himself during last week's proceedings. During
always a good legal move.
During which he also denied allegations of lewd behavior in an Uber. The judge
Your
had
Honor,
said,
I'm very good looking, and this is a fat chick.
Well, the judge, Andrew Sweet, said, this is a terrible idea.
It's horrific.
He hesitantly consented to the motion, which erased the work of Lewis's court-appointed lawyer, Michael Cofino. The attorney had prepared a motion to dismiss the case because the prosecution failed to report a discrepancy regarding the date of the alleged offense.
So this dummy was going to get off?
Oh, he probably.
Yeah.
Possibly on a technicality.
On a technicality.
The accuser reportedly told police the crime occurred on July 27th, but later said it was July 13th. Prosecutors obtained Snapchat messages and surveillance video with a search warrant that stated July 27th,
so the more
which
he
Cofino
kept,
argued would render the document useless.
The more he kept talking, the further he sank. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So he decided to say, no, she's a fat chick. I'm good looking. I wouldn't have raped her.
Let's see. I think there's legal precedence for that. Let's get the law books out.
Yeah, let's see how that works out for that guy. All right, and let's end with this one. When collecting your luggage after a flight, it's best to stay on your feet. A traveler in Moscow, Russia, managed to fall onto a baggage claim carousel while trying to retrieve her dog carrier. She was accidentally swept away on the carousel at the international airport, and apparently, it took her back into an area where she wasn't supposed to be.
See, I've always wanted to ride one of those.
Me too.
However, if you watch Die Hard 2, there's a part in the luggage. Now, I don't know if this actually exists. Remember, the guy got crushed.
Yeah.
Because I think but I don't know.
I just want to ride the one that goes in the circle.
That's it.
Where you
maybe go back a little bit.
Where you actually just pick up your luggage. Or, I'm fine with that.
Preston, right below the part where you come up out of the opening, you know.
Yeah.
Ta-da!
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I wouldn't mind being in there. It's not clear if the woman or her pet got injured, but she's now been fined for damaging the airport's freight transportation system. Details have not emerged on how fast the baggage carousel was moving at the time. You know what I found out by accident? One time I went for it, got first class tickets, and what I didn't realize is in first class, ooh, your bags come out first, too.
Do they?
They have, at least some airlines, they have an orange sticker on it that says first class.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the first bags that come out, first class.
All you losers, stand aside. A radio broadcaster is getting his luggage.
That's what I felt like.
I know. You feel douchey.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
Authorities in Florida said deputies responded to a 911 call from a woman who was vexed to discover a possum in her bedroom.
Oh.
The sheriff's office said...
Oh, that is a nightmare.
Methinks the possum doth vex you.
Yes, Dangi D. Quipper called 911.
Wow. Was she having a seizure when she read her name?
On Saturday to request help for her unusual wildlife problem. She said, I don't know how to explain this. I'm a single woman. I'm 53 years old. I think it's a possum. So she decided to give all her stats first.
Yeah.
she had some issues with possums in the house before, right?
Well, she said she had spotted the possum the previous night, but hadn't had any problems with it. She said it was so cute last night. He's little, but I don't know if it's the same one now.
Kathy's not buying any of this. I happen to agree that on close inspection... possums can be cute.
No.
They just have that prehensile tail you don't like.
You're wrong.
And their teeth. And red eyes.
And them.
Besides looking like the devil's pet.
Right.
And wiry hair.
Beady little eyes.
QPR said the possum she found Saturday had peed on her bed before climbing her nightstand and refusing to budge.
He peed in bed?
Double whammy.
And she said on 911, the one time I need a man in my life right now, what do I do? What do I do with him the other 4 days? She shared a photo of deputies taking the possum outside in the drawer from Coupier's nightstand. The baby possum was taken into custody without incident, released back to his parents with stern warning, the sheriff's office said.
Remember when my mom found one inside the house in the downstairs bathroom in the trash can?
Yep.
That's right. It was thrown up by the cat food, right?
Yeah, her cat was losing weight. She didn't know what was going on. She thought he was sick. The freaking thing was living in there for like a couple of weeks and
squatting.
Eating the cat. Yeah,
that possum has seen me poop. Dear God.
Police in Louisiana say a woman came home to discover a naked stranger in her tub eating her Cheetos while taking a bath.
Love Cheetos. How about you?
29-year-old Evelyn Washington. That's all she says. She just looks up and says that. Love Cheetos. How about you? 29-year-old Evelyn Washington was arrested on burglary and property damage charges. A responding officer found, quote, a full tub of water and a plate of food along with half-eaten Cheetos belonging to the victim on the toilet next to the tub. Washington told the homeowner and police that an unknown male had told her to break into the house.
Here's what you're going to do. You're going to break in, you're going to draw a bath, and then eat Cheetos. Got it.
Police found a tall ice chest under a broken window. It's unclear if she has a lawyer or not. Let's see. One last story. Casey's giving me the wrap-up. All right, we'll do. I have two short ones. Nah, we'll just do the one. All right, so it's better than being flooded with water, but a Southern California town has been deluged with tumbleweeds. And by that, I mean a lot.
Oh, I saw a video. It's insane. It actually looks like a science fiction movie.
The tumbleweeds in Victorville, California accumulated so much that entire driveways and front areas of homes were covered in the dry, detached dispores. Or dispores, I guess is what
you're
calling it.
Look at dispores.
Victorville spokeswoman Sue Jones told the Daily Press that approximately 100 to 150 homes.
Kathy, look at this.
They were submerged in tumbleweeds.
No way.
Wow. Way. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That's the tumbleweed way.
Yeah. High winds have hit the area in recent days, bringing the tumbleweeds over from dry, open fields that are nearby. Cleanup crews were called to alleviate the problem, but the winds continue blowing. And, I mean, they're stacked up, like, to the second level on the homes. That's how high they are.
I've never seen a tumbleweed.
I have seen them often. If you take we are out in Coachella in that area, Palm Springs.
Man.
If you drive that often enough, there'll be tumbleweed.
Add that to my list. Alligators, armadillos, and tumbleweeds.
And
do you know what's worse?
And northern lion.
A tumble gator. Much more dangerous.
Tumble gator?
Tumble gators.
Oh.
Yeah, the wind just blows them around, and they bite.
All right. We'll keep an eye out.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.